Thank you. This is the September 26, 2023 Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals meeting. For those in attendance, this is what we call a quasi-judicial proceeding. Anyone wishing to give testimony during this hearing this morning should sign in. If you haven't, please do so. Witnesses will be sworn in prior to giving testimony, and all proceedings this morning will be recorded. Decisions of this board are final, and any challenges to the decisions of this board must be filed in the Superior Court of Chatham County. That being said, let me take the roll. Chairman is here. Ms. Ross.
Present.
Ms. Stone.
Present.
Mr. Vineyard.
Present.
Mr. Plute.
Present.
Ms. Field.
Present.
And Mr. Drayton.
Present.
All right, we have a full complement this morning. We obviously have a quorum, and we may proceed. May we stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right. We're going down to item number five, the approval of the last month's or August minutes. Has everyone had a chance to read those minutes? Are there any changes, suggestions, edits to those minutes?
Mr. Chairman, not hearing any, I move that the minutes be approved.
All right. Mr. Vineyard moves to approve. Do I hear a second?
A second.
All right. Who was first? All right. Corin, you were first. How about that? Ms. Ross was seconded. All right. We have a voice vote. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right. I see that we have no old business and one item on the regular agenda this morning.
Yes, sir.
This is 9 Pepperbush Circle, variance to the minimum side yard setback.
Good morning, Melissa Leto. Good morning, Mr. Chairman and board members. This property is at 9 Pepperbush Circle, is located within the Landings subdivision, as well as the HUD R. EO Planned Unit Development Residential Environmental Overlay Zoning District. It fronts Pepperbush Circle, and the rear is to a golf course. The petitioner is proposing a master bedroom addition. Let me show you a better picture. Let's go back to the front. So this is the front yard. They have a detached garage. Well, they have an accessory building that serves as a garage that's connected through a walkway to the principal dwelling. The architect's proposal is to cut that connection shorter to make for a side addition for a master bedroom, a master bath and closet. This is the proposed plan. So you enter here on Pepperbush Circle. There's a driveway. There's the garage. You walk through into the principal dwelling. And then this is the proposed addition. It has, in this parcel, this side setback requirement is 20 feet. The largest amount, they're encroaching 2 feet, 4 inches on this angle, and then they're encroaching 4 feet, 5 inches at this angle. So at the largest amount of reduction, they're asking for 15 feet and 7 inches. So 4 foot, 6 inches reduction to the largest encroachment. And then this over here will show you more in detail of those two portions of the master addition that would be encroaching. into the 20-foot setback. Staff has found that there is no extraordinary circumstances pertaining to the property due to its shape, size, and topography. This lot is larger at 0.57 acres in size than the other lots in its immediate vicinity, except for the adjacent lot at 11 Pepper Bush Circle, which is 0.69 acres in size. It also backs off to the golf course rather than another residential lot or marshland. Granting a variance to this lot would have much less of an effect on the rhythm of the buildings than if it were a neighboring lot. Under hardship, the applicant is not suffering undue hardship. They would simply like to add a master bedroom, bathroom, and closet addition. And there are no peculiar conditions that to the subject parcel that are a particular piece of the property involved. The variance would not be detrimental to the public good or impair the purpose and intent of the Savannah zoning ordinance. The size of the lot and the fact that it backs up to a golf course that another resident should be considered. It is unlikely that this variance, as I mentioned, will affect the neighborhood or uniformity of houses in any noticeable way. However, in our recommendation, MPC staff, based on the findings in the staff report and that the applicant is not suffering any undue hardship, staff recommends denial of the requested variance to a side yard setback reduction from 20 feet to 15 feet 7 inches. However, if the Zoning Board of Appeals is inclined to approve the requested variance, it is unlikely to be a detriment to the public good. Additionally, the petitioner has received approval from the Landings Association's Plan Review Community Development Department and has received two letters of support from the adjacent neighbors. That is all for me. If you are, would like to answer any, ask any questions to me, also the petitioner is here as well.
Does the board have any questions of staff?
Ma'am, this is Mr. Vineyard.
Yes, sir.
What is the square footage of the portion that is actually not in compliance with the zoning ordinance?
You mean the proposed addition?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I think the applicant could speak to that.
All right. Step
this
up.
This is Shannon
Give
Taylor.
Your name. Hold on just a second. Step up. Are you representing the petitioner this morning?
I am.
Give your name, please.
Shannon Taylor.
All right. Address, please.
522 East Henry Street.
All right. Please raise your right hand, please. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
All right. Questions. First, do you have a presentation for us this morning?
It's actually based off the same facts that you have in front of you. So the papers that I'm holding are exactly what you have on your screen. If you scroll back to number four, if you want to scroll, that'd be great. It notes that several houses in the immediate area with the rear yard facing the golf course along Pepper Bush Circle are 15 feet away from the side property line. Therefore, there is precedence for this already established. In addition to each of the four points under the number five, while there is no extraordinary or exceptional conditions, there's also no reason to not grant it. It seems that it has been almost a 50-50 on all four points. In addition to that, we have approval from the HOA already, as well as each neighbor on either side supporting this.
All right. Does the board have any questions of petitioner?
We need to see that. Yeah. Ms. Taylor, I'm Mr. Vineyard. I live out there.
Yes.
And I rode by yesterday. In fact, did more than rode by. I walked by. And I must say the new signs are the biggest signs I have ever seen. So it is either hard to miss. There appears to me to be vegetation on both sides of your lot. Is the back, I didn't walk all the way in the back, but is the back treed before it gets to the golf course?
Yes, sir.
And is this going to be your residence?
No, sir. I am petitioning on behalf of my client who lives in Albuquerque at this time.
And purchased this house?
They purchased this house and are wanting to make these.
How old is this house? Do you know? Do you know when it was built?
Not off the top of my head. I would guess in the 60s based on the facade.
I mean, I'm pretty familiar with these houses out there that look exactly like this because this was a sort of standard operating procedure for many, many years. Okay. Thank you very much.
Hi, this is Corinne Ross. Did you say that you do have HOA approval from the Landings?
Yes, ma'am.
And you have that document in
hand?
Yes,
ma'am.
Okay, because we don't have it as part of our attachments.
I did bring that.
It may be in the application.
Thank you.
Ms. Taylor, my question to Ms. Leto was what is exactly the square footage of the portion that's not going to be in compliance with the zoning ordinance? Do you know?
I believe it's 35 and a half square feet total.
Okay. For both little corners. Right, two
yes,
little
sir.
Corners. Right.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you very much.
And that's off my memory, so it's close, though.
Any other questions of the board, from the board this morning, the petitioner? Okay. Do we have any other witnesses this morning to present?
Not that I'm aware of.
No? Anyone online, perhaps? No? Okay.
I believe the homeowner is online if you wish to speak to him.
Ah, is online.
I believe so. He told me he would be.
Is Rick?
Buckner.
What's the full name?
Buckner. His full name, I don't recall.
They are there, but they are not connected to the audio, so I'll not be able to allow them to speak.
Okay,
not connected.
Very good.
They are available or are not?
Not to speak. They are listening, but they are not able to unmute because they are not. The microphone isn't connected.
Okay. All right. Then we can assume they don't want to speak.
There is another person, Mr. Rick, and he has some questions. So should I unmute him? He's a neighbor.
His neighbor is online. Mm-hmm. All right. Can you put that neighbor up on?
Okay, I'm going to unmute Rick.
Thank you. And I believe Mr. Buckner is also online, but apparently for some reason his mic couldn't be unmuted. I'm the next door neighbor at 7 Pepperbush, and I've followed closely this development, and I'm quite pleased with the fact that the changes have been made in such a way as to really have no impact on us. And I don't know whether you need to hear from Mr. Buckner, but I believe perhaps his mic could be unmuted. So I don't have anything to say other than the fact that my wife and I are in support of this. And if you have any questions for Buck, I may be able to answer those, and I'll be happy to do so.
Yeah. Sir. This is Mr. Vineyard. On which side are you looking at the house? Are you on the right-hand side or the left-hand side?
I'm on the right-hand side, so it's the side where it does not impinge on my property. Okay. I know the resident on the other side, and as you can see, this is sort of a pie-shaped lot, and the neighbor's is a little bit even more skewed, and because of that, the neighbor's house is quite far back on his lot. And therefore, this particular incursion is in the area of the neighbor's driveway and not anywhere near the neighbor's living and dwelling area. In fact, yes, you can see it on that screen there quite clearly that the place that's being impinged on isn't close to the neighbor's house.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Certainly.
Any other questions of this gentleman? From any member of the board. All right. And Mr. and Ms. Buckner are not unmuted, right? Okay. All right. Any discussion from the board? Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I went out there to look at this like my friend Ms. Ross always does in her bailiwick. And at a certain time in the landings, all these houses were built almost as far back towards the golf course as they could get, leaving, I mean, there's a massive front yard here if you could build out to the front, but nobody wants to do that. And so the way the house is situated, it's literally sitting, you know, closer to the lot lines than it would have to under probably present circumstances. My former house at the landings had the same problem. We were backed up right to the golf course and right to the line. I looked extensively on both sides. You can hardly see actually this house from either neighbors. There's woods all the way in the back, which buffers it even from the golf course. So I would recommend to my fellow members that we approve this variance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am inclined, based upon the relatively small square footage of this encroachment, that we also approve. So do I hear a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant the petitioner's request for this easement.
Do I hear a second, please?
I'll second.
All right. Then by voice vote, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Fine. You have your variance. Go forward. Now, is there any other business this morning before we adjourn? No?
Not that I'm aware of.
All right. Very good. Any business from the board members? Comments? Suggestions? Hearing none, we are adjourned.
Nice to have us.